The fire threat on the New South Wales central coast has eased, but authorities are still warning locals to remain vigilant. More than 2,500 hectares of land is burnt, and firefighters fear the predicted hot weather on Sunday will see it flare up again. The fire meant the main north-south Pacific Highway was cut for more than a day, forcing hundreds of residents to spend last night in their cars. Will Ockenden is at Catherine Hill Bay, about 50 kilometres south of Newcastle. Will, what's the latest?
Well, as you heard before, last night was an inferno here at Catherine Hill Bay, and today it's actually very, very nice, and it's frankly amazing that only four houses were destroyed, four historic houses. They were mostly on the waterfront, where it appears the fire has gone through. And also the other bit of sad news out of Catherine Hill Bay is that the historic jetty, part of it was destroyed, the part closest to the beach. It's now smouldering, part of it collapsed. That jetty used to be used to load coal from the local coal mines onto ships, and it's now, from where I'm standing now, you can still see it burning on the beach. The hills around the town where the fire came over are charred, and as I mentioned, the beach area is though where most of the houses have been caught and why they burnt down. And behind me though is still plumes of smoke still billowing out from the fires, which authorities are keeping a close eye on tonight.
Is this heavily populated weekdays or is it a weekender crowd?
At the moment there's a lot of people coming to have a look at the fires, but the town where the authorities are worried about tonight is Gwendolyn. It's got home to about 2,000 people. All day emergency alerts have either jumped up to emergency and then back down to watch and act and then back up to emergency, giving some locals the jitters. And for most of the residents, though, they also weren't able to return home because of road closures. The residents that did remain in town last night told me that when I was over there this afternoon that they spent last night watching the fires surround them around the bushland. So it was quite a terrifying night. And obviously, the fire threat's still there, and today it was all a little bit too much for 27-year-old mother of two, Megan Randall, who, despite those cooler temperatures which are forecast, decided to leave early by boat.
It's really scary, and I'd rather be safe than sorry. Like, at the end of the day, that's it, isn't it?
And what about your house, though?
What can I do? I've got some photos, and that's all I really needed. I've got my kids, they're my life. The house is, it's just an object. Like, you can't do anything about it.
Yeah, Megan Randall taking it all in there. Now, Will Ockenden, is there a problem up there in that part of the world with non-resident owners who aren't there to take care and control of the attempts to save their homes? Is that part of the issue on the coast?
It's not an issue that I've heard of today. Megan Randall, I should say, was a renter, and she did spend the night last night, so had there been a problem, she would have been there to sort that. There was a community meeting for a lot of the locals and the renters this afternoon. They were also told that whilst the fire threat has decreased significantly, firefighters are hoping to contain the fires today and tomorrow, and it's really up to them to decide whether or not they want to leave early if the fire threat's there, or to bunker down and make sure they can defend their house.
So the X factor here is the weather tomorrow.
It's all about the weather, and authorities are hoping that they can get in early and really let those fires burn a little bit of the land safely so that when it's hot, it doesn't flare up once again.
All right, Will Ockenden, do we know what you'll be doing tomorrow?